So let's talk about this new criminal indictment of Donald Trump's longtime friend, associate, confidant, Tom Barrack, and why this criminal indictment has nothing to do with Tom Barrack just neglecting to fill out some paperwork with the Department of Justice announcing that he was a foreign agent. Because knowing whether our government officials are working in the best interests of a foreign government or whether they're working in the best interests of we the people, like justice, matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So let's talk about what this Tom Barrack indictment is really all about. Tom Barrack, Donald Trump's longtime friend, associate, ally, confidant, chairman of his inaugural committee, because over the last 24 hours since the indictment was unsealed, I've heard so many people say some variation of, well, Tom Barrack just didn't file the appropriate paperwork with the Department of Justice, putting DOJ and the federal government on notice that he was acting as a foreign agent for the United Arab Emirates. You know, this is really a paperwork snafu. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to scream. And I have to admit that I'm really not much of a screamer. So what I want to try to do in the next few minutes is to just slowly and as plainly as I'm able kind of walk through what this indictment is really all about. And as I always say to my juries, please just bear with me as we take a few minutes to slowly walk through an area that can be kind of complex and kind of dense. And I want to break it down to its most basic. So stick with me for a minute here. First of all, lobbyists. There are lots of lobbyists in the United States. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of lobbyists. If you go right down the street from where I am to Washington, D.C., K Street, you can't swing a cat without hitting three lobbyists. But if you're going to be a lobbyist, particularly if you're going to be a lobbyist on behalf of a foreign government, such that you are pushing the priorities and representing the interests of a foreign government, not of the United States, not of we the people, you need to file paperwork with the Department of Justice declaring that you are a lobbyist for a foreign government. So we know how to receive your information. We know that, oh, you are representing the interests of a foreign government, not the interests of the American people. And for starters, Tom Barrack did not do that. And so here's the thing, folks. If you are going to be a lobbyist for a foreign government and you file the appropriate paperwork, putting the government on notice, then you don't get to write presidential speeches and put words in the mouth of the president about the priorities of the United States when in fact what you're doing is representing the United Arab Emirates and you're pushing their policy priorities. That's the whole point of registering as a foreign agent, because you're probably not going to be setting U.S. policy and hiding from the American people the fact that you're doing UAE's bidding rather than doing what's in the best interests of the United States. And let me just go through a little bit of what we learned from this indictment and what Tom Barrack was doing and what he was hiding from the American people. So, in a very real sense, Tom Barrack was being directed and controlled by United Arab Emirati officials. He was being directed and controlled by Emirati national security officials, by Emirati military officials, by Emirati diplomatic officials. And here's just a little bit of what he was tasked to do. These UAE officials tasked him, that's a word that comes from the indictment, tasked Tom Barrack with influencing the foreign policy priorities of first the Trump campaign and then, once elected, the Trump administration. These Emirati officials tasked Tom Barrack and his co-defendants with developing a back-channel line of communications with the United States government. These Emirati officials tasked Tom Barrack with developing plans to promote UAE's political influence and foreign policy preferences. And these Emirati officials told Tom Barrack to, quote, praise, word from the indictment, praise UAE officials, UAE policies, and the UAE generally. And after he was tasked with praising them, Tom Barrack dutifully went on TV, national TV, repeatedly, and he did exactly what he was tasked to do. As a foreign agent for UAE, he praised them, all the while hiding from we the people the fact that he was not forwarding the policies of the United States. He was working on behalf of the Emirati, of the UAE government. So, assuming the allegations in the indictment are accurate, what Tom Barrack did was disloyal to the United States. What Tom Barrack did is he arguably sold out his country. And where have we heard that before? Remember what Judge Emmett Sullivan said in open court to Mike Flynn? After Mike Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI to try to cover up his own illegal conduct. Remember Mike Flynn, who was unlawfully, criminally, working as a foreign agent for the Republic of Turkey, hiding that fact from the Department of Justice and from the U.S.? Judge Emmett Sullivan said to Mike Flynn, sir, you arguably sold out your country. And now it appears Donald Trump's good friend, Tom Barrack, has done the same. He was working on behalf of a foreign government, doing the bidding of the United Arab Emirates at the expense and unbeknownst to the United States, and we the people. And let's ask ourselves one other question. Is there anybody who believes Tom Barrack's mega criminal UAE grift was accomplished without the knowledge of his longtime friend, associate, confidant, Donald Trump? If so, well, bridges for sale. And then let's end with a rhetorical question. Do we really think all of this was being done by Tom Barrack without Donald Trump getting a cut? Without Donald Trump getting a piece of the action? Well, you know, folks, the indictment circle is tightening. Alan Weisselberg, Tom Barrack, Rudy Giuliani, not yet indicted, but let's remember, a federal judge concluded there was probable cause to believe there was evidence of crime in Rudy Giuliani's electronic devices, and the judge ordered those devices seized. So the smart money is riding on Rudy Giuliani being indicted in the near future. The indictment circle is tightening. And right in the middle of that circle, the indictment squeeze, Donald Trump. Folks, I'll say it again, because I believe it. Justice is coming. And justice matters. Folks, as always, thank you for tuning into these daily videos. If you would like to more formally support our all-volunteer efforts, our content, our mission, and become a member of Team Justice proper, please feel free to come over to patreon.com. You can sign up to become a patron. If you do, I will send you some Team Justice stickers and a personal handwritten note of thanks. And as always, folks, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.